Hi, my name is Isabella and I'm your presenter for this week. First off, over to Katie for this week's team news.
Now team news. In fourth place with 93.45 is Sir Tom Muir. In third place with 93.96 is Neil Armstrong. And in first place with 97.16 is Sir David Attenborough.
Thank you, Katie. It's been a busy week in school. Here is Jacob with school news.
Thank you, Isabella. This week, in Shelton Hall Primary School, there have been lots of school trips. Preschool visited Wharton Park in Durham, and the children participated in a workshop called How Does Our Planet Grow? Next, our reception children have enjoyed a trip to Twaddle Farm, as they have been looking forward to identifying animals and their young. And finally, Class 5 and 6 have enjoyed a visit to the National Glass Centre in Sunderland. The school will be having an Easter egg competition this week. We will be looking forward to seeing all the creative entries. School closes on Thursday the 28th of March and reopens on Monday the 15th of April. That's all from me. Back to Isabella.
Thank you, Jacob. Now off to the world of Shotton Hall Sports with Dylan.
Thank you, Isabella. It has been a wonderful week for sports. Year 6 boys took part in a basketball competition at East Durham College and came fourth. Louis Smith scored an incredible three-pointer right on the buzzer, which won us the game. The Year 5 and 6 boys football team also took part in two games. Although we lost the first game, which was a friendly, we won our next league game and are looking forward to our next match. Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan. This week, we have a very special guest on the show. Here is Isla to tell you more about it.
This week, we are joined by Under-19 Handball European Championships winner, Georgia Batty-Smith. Hi, Georgia. How are things going with you?
Hi, Isla. Things are good. I've just finished my lectures for the day at uni, so luckily I don't have training tonight, but normally I would probably be on my way to training right now.
I would like to go back to your school days. What school did you go to as a child?
I went to a small school down in Dorset for my secondary. I spent my primary school abroad with my mum, but I say I was quite fond of my secondary school in the UK, but I was never quite an academic weapon, as people would say. I was definitely more of a sporty kid.
What was your favourite subject at school?
Obviously PE is kind of up there, but I thoroughly enjoyed French. And I also quite liked physics.
When you were at school, did you have a favourite teacher?
I did. My head of PE, Mr. Moore, who still keeps in touch with me now, I say he was my favourite teacher, mainly because he let me get away with a lot of things, including leaving PE in my PE kit.
Let's look at your handball career. How did you become interested in handball?
So I first heard of handball when I was in PE and one of the teachers approached me mentioning an after school club was starting up and they needed some numbers, and I was known for having like my foot in every sport at that point, so why not add another one? And then I did after school for a while, and the lady who coached that after school club also coached a handball team nearby. And she approached me after a couple of weeks and asked whether I'd be happy training with them for a little bit. And then from there, it was Dorset trials, so for county handball. And then luckily, she's also part of the England handball pathway, and she kind of pushed me up to where I am now at Loughborough.
You've already won the Euros, but what else have been highlights?
So I'd say probably my under-19s career in the UK. So our UK age group under-19s is very different to Europe. So I had about a year and a half in it due to COVID. And I came up to Loughborough and I was one of the very few people who still had a lot to learn. And I think my first year at under-19s, we won the league completely unbeaten. And it was a very surreal moment. Kind of that was the point where my actual international career was going to start.
Who's been the most difficult team you've played against?
I'd probably say Kosovo So we played them in the IHF Trophy recently. And the first time in the Euros, we lost against them. And our first kind of friendly game in the tournament against them, we lost by one goal. And then we had to play them again in the finals, which is very nerve-wracking, but luckily we got ahead. But I'd say from the European teams we played so far, they're probably the most difficult.
We play handball and skill. Do you have any advice for budding players?
I'd say have a lot of confidence in yourself. I think that's one thing that people don't think about. I mean, people tend to think of the skills you can develop, but a lot of it is just having confidence in yourself because anyone can dribble, anyone can shoot, but if you can't back yourself to do it, you're never going to.
What other sports do you play and watch?
So, I'm not allowed to actually play any other sports right now, but even when I was your age, actually, Isla, when I was still back in secondary and primary school, I did a lot of running, a lot of athletics. I played some netball, some rugby was for quite a while. I did a little bit of swimming too. But I say I pretty much every sport I went after at some point.
Who is your biggest role model and influence?
It's a bit cheesy, but I'd probably say my mum, mainly because she did push me to do every sport. And any kind of opportunity I've had, no matter the situation we're in, she's always kind of forced me to go for it and said that I do have a chance in it. I mean, I wouldn't have gone to the Euros or even probably be in GB still if it hadn't been my mum pushing me.
Finally, is there anything you still dream about doing?
I'd really like it to if I make it to the women's team. It's a very hard step because our divisions are a lot smaller than the men's side. So we have under 17s, under 19s in the women's, whereas the men's have easier divisions to move up to. So it'll be a lot of hard work, and probably take a couple of years, but that's probably my biggest aspiration right now.
Thank you for your time, Georgia. It's been great speaking with you.
Thanks for interviewing me, Isla.
Welcome.
That was great. Thank you, Isla. Now over to Rowan with this week's poem.
This poem is called The Four Seasons, read by Hetty C from Class 10.
Winter is frost, ice, and snow. If you try to put on the fire, don't say no. Spring is flowers, blossoms, and trees. When you go out, you see butterflies and bumblebees. In summer, the sun is shining. Don't forget, it will also be brightening. In autumn, the leaves fall, and you might be more tall.
Thank you, Rowan. Now for something a little light-hearted with this week's joke, over to Zach.
This week's joke is by James in Class 10.
Where do hamsters live? In Amsterdam.
Thank you, Zach. Now let's see what's been happening in the world of music with Ryan.
Thank you, Isabella. This week we have the guitars playing Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple from the album Machine Head. It was originally written in 1971. Did you know, Ian Gillan wrote the lyrics after the band witnessed a fire during a Frank Zappa concert at the casino in Switzerland. The smoke on the water was the smoke over Lake Geneva. Now back to Isabella.
Now that's what I call music. Thank you, Ryan. I've been Isabella. You've been listening. Don't forget to tune in next time.